need to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay. I don't understand his world, but I do understand that he's part of mine.
Part of mine. Part of mine.
He's gonna kill us with a song.
I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine. Part of mine. Part of mine. Understand his world, but he's part of mine. Yesterday, defensive end and Michael Sam tells the world he's gay. Tells the world he's gay, 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 gay. Michael Sam, you love another man. More comfortable with that. I don't understand his world, but he's part of mine.
All right, that's enough of that.
How many views does that have now?
I don't know. You know, when I posted it, only had like 1,400 views or 1,700 views or something like that. So I don't know. Sometimes it takes YouTube a little bit to catch up and post how many, but I'm seeing people sharing it more and more on Twitter. That's Dale Hansen. He's already been auto-tuned. His new song, Part of Mine, the remix.
His commentary has like 7 million hits.
I know it. Isn't that crazy? It's greatness, though. All right, joining us in studio, we have a special in-studio guest. You've probably heard her before on the air, and we apologize for that if you have.
Thank you.
But joining us from the ticket sales department is Carlene Swenson.
Good morning.
Hi, Carlene.
Good
Hi,
morning. Carlene.
Are you part of the Swenson's Dairy Empire? Did you look like a Dairy Queen of some kind?
Believe it or not, it was my first job in high school, but no relation.
Really?
No kidding. I really was a waitress.
Talking to right into
Swenson's.
The mic.
Yeah, put that mic right in your...
A waitress at Swenson's in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Is that where you... ice cream?
Yes.
Is that where you grew up in Pennsylvania?
I grew up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Ah, a lot of famous people born in Bethlehem.
Pretty much.
Do you want to hear the joke that me and my college roommate used to play on the Swenson's waitresses?
Not really. All right, now Carlene is...
it's kind of funny. We used to go in there and I would say, I'd like a sundae. And the waitress would always ask, do you want nuts on that? And I would say yes. And then he would say, I'd also like a sundae, but you can scratch my nuts.
Or hold them.
That Carlene is not really laughing.
It's good.
And I'm not either.
That's funny.
I thought it was funny.
I remind you, Carlene is a coworker.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on air, so we're safe.
All right, Carlene, let's get some more biographical information about you.
Go
because
for
you've
it.
Worked here at the Ticket for how long?
You know what? I started in 1995, and we worked together back in 1995. I had an incredible job share partner, so Dan Bennett was, you know...
What is a job share partner? What does that even mean?
Not to tell the story, go back too far, but I actually worked with another woman, Ann Sedita.
Mm-hmm.
We both had young kids at the time, and it gave us a chance to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I worked those 3 days. She worked Wednesday,
anyway,
Thursday,
Anyway, so 1995
Friday.
Is the answer I was looking for. Yeah, so you've worked here a long, long time.
Long time.
So how old are you now?
37.
Oh, see, she's not going to tell her age. Carlene's one of these women who is remarkably well-preserved.
She could pass for 37.
Yeah, she really could.
What do you mean pass for,
George?
I thought she was.
All right, guys. I'm 41.
See?
Okay, do not tell anybody, though.
Well, I know that because I know your son's out of college.
Yes, and I had my son at 16.
She's lying now.
Congratulations.
She's
completely
Thank you.
Lying. How old are you really? Wait, do you not share your age? Do I have to go to HR to get this info?
Yeah. No, just email somebody and I'm sure they'll let you know. Do you think it's relevant? Right,
if you know, yes, it is, because I think it's important for people to know how much you've accomplished in your short 56 years.
Minus 4. Quite honestly, I'm really proud to be 52.
God,
that's
almighty.
Amazing.
I'm telling you.
You look fantastic
Thank
for
you.
52.
Yeah. You look incredible for 52. Now, let's talk about your accomplishment. Not only have you been at the Ticket since 1995, I didn't even know that you were into this side job.
Yeah.
Of you're into breeding dogs.
I work with, I have a partner, a dear friend. She is a...
Is this Aunt Sedita again?
Nope.
That's her sister.
Got a friend, likes cheese.
She's a vet.
She likes cheese, huh?
She's a vet in Bryan College Station. Her name is Dr. Renee Lara.
Richards.
L-A-R-A, and she breeds German Shorthair Pointers. And
yeah,
I've
Gordon.
Been fortunate enough to co-own two dogs with her.
Bird dogs.
Yes, bird dogs. And George, anytime that he is walking down the hall, it could be like 9:37. I'll say, George, come on over. He's like, well, I've kind of got other stuff going on. I'm like, George, it doesn't matter. Come on, let me show you. Let me show you Cyrus.
At 9:37? It's actually 9:24.
So
it is 9:24
George
right
is
now.
George is pretty wow. good. Well, no, I'm talking about every other day of the week. George has been really, I think George has been looking at pictures of Cyrus since he was a puppy.
I have a question. Yeah. When you say you're a co-owner of yes. these dogs, how much does it cost to buy a dog like this?
9:24.
So the answer is, I know this sounds crazy, you're not really buying the dog.
What?
Because if you look at every single show dog and
we don't have time for that.
Got a publication here, you're going to see there are multiple owners, sometimes just two, sometimes mm-hmm. up to 10 people on a dog, because that's what it takes to campaign a dog, to condition a dog. My husband is...
So how many months out of the year do you get the dog? I mean, is it like a...
Cyrus lives with us unless he happens to be on the road. So obviously, I was with him at Westminster. Mm-hmm. He's in College Station right now, and he'll come home for several weeks. But on the show circuit, I mean, they travel.
He gets homesick.
So wait a minute. So it doesn't cost you anything to own the dog? You just take care of the dog?
You just take care of the dog and handle the expenses.
So
and
it's not like a thoroughbred racehorse where you make a big investment.
The investment is ongoing. You know what, guys?
Yeah, Craig.
Think of this as almost like a hobby. You could take up skiing and you say, well, I got a jacket, I got a pair of skis, and mm-hmm. you could kind of call it a day there. But then you can say, I want to go ski the Swiss Alps.
Take it to the next level,
yeah.
which you did. So
yeah.
you're in the Westminster Dog Show.
Yes.
How'd you qualify for that?
This is a Super Bowl, right, of dog shows.
It
and that's
really
still
is.
The top
and,
one?
And if you win Westminster, there's an unwritten rule that unlike where the Super Bowl, where you want to get, you know, rings on all fingers
mm-hmm.
In the Westminster, if you win it, mm-hmm. unwritten rule, you retire that dog. And most dogs, even after just showing at Westminster, depending upon their age and accomplishments, will retire and retire in style.
What does that mean in style?
It means you have just to even get a dog to Westminster mm-hmm. is really the pinnacle for many breeders, mm-hmm. many handlers, and many owners of dogs.
So Cyrus, how well did he do in the Westminster Dog Show?
He did extremely, extremely well. Again, don't want to bore you with all the terminology
Please
and things,
don't. Too
but
late.
The breeds. Sorry,
I'm kidding.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I knew you guys were going to do this to me.
No,
come
we're fine.
On.
Just talk
we're fine.
To me. Just
okay.
talk to me.
Okay, George.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so there's breeds, and it all starts with a breed. Whether it's a wire hair fox terrier, like the dog that won this year with the handler Gabriel Rangel, mm-hmm. or a German short hair pointer. So first, all the German short hair pointers compete. Mm-hmm. The one that wins, you would have seen on Tuesday night, that went into the group ring. The winner of the group for the sporting group went on to compete for best in breed. We got second. So we were the second
wow.
highest German short hair pointer.
That's and tremendous.
I know. I see.
What's Cyrus' full name?
Well, I'm going to hold this up for the camera.
Wow, look at that.
Okay, there's no camera.
No camera right here.
I told everybody this was on camera.
Yeah, so his name is Aaron Vogel Achy Breaky Heart.
Yes.
Or C. What's CH?
That's Champion.
Champion Aaron Vogel Achy Breaky Heart.
He is actually a bronze grand champion. And Aaron Vogel, it's a kennel name.
Okay.
So Dr. Renee Laura, that's her kennel name, mm-hmm. Aaron Vogel. She bred the dog, so that goes first. And then his call name, if his name is Achy Breaky Heart, what do you think we call him?
Cyrus.
That's right.
For Billy Ray.
For He's
Billy
Cyrus.
Ray Cyrus. So
yes.
How did you qualify for Westminster? Did you win the Plano Open?
Or the Corpus Christi Kennel Club?
Yeah,
how did
you
win?
Get in there?
Westminster operates as a lottery. So the first 3,000 entries that they receive, okay, can make it there. Now, please keep in mind, they didn't have 3,000 dogs because it's meant to be the best of the best. So think of the top 50 dogs in every breed across the country. And it's early in the year. So right now, Cyrus ranks very high in his breed. He ranks within the top 10 in German short hair.
But he won't compete again. Will he compete in the Westminster again?
Absolutely. He's 2.5 years old. So we went there with the expectations. You know, you'll say, hey, I just want to have a good time. You know, not sure how the team's going to do. We just don't want to mm-hmm. make any big errors on the field. Let's just kind of see how this other team
analogies,
is.
It's only if you win first place do you then retire.
Right.
So
yes.
He still has a championship to win.
And once a dog
absolutely.
Wins that and retires, I mean, is that when, like, he gets tons of bitches? And
well, there are the fees for stud fees can be pretty healthy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Like, how healthy?
Yeah.
to use the terminology, about $1,500 a draw.
A draw. Now, what is a draw?
What do you think a draw is?
He knows what it is.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't know whether it's
yes,
like
that's
do.
What a tie
is
game.
Is it like thoroughbreds to where they cannot be artificially?
No, almost all bred? Breedings are done through AI.
AI.
Artificial intelligence.
Oh. So wait, how does that work?
How do you?
Well, I'm.
He knows.
Do you handle this? Do you handle this activity?
I don't do any of this.
So that's you take good. It to a vet that does that business?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I
back you up a second?
Even breeders do it. Yeah.
I'm confused. Back to the beginning about the lottery. So I've got a mutt. Can I enter my
Absolutely
mutt in the lottery?
Not.
Well,
so,
who gets to
it's
enter
a,
into the lottery?
That's a great question. So you have to be
Congrats,
American
Greg.
Kennel
Thank
Club. You have to be a recognized breed within the American Kennel Club, and you have to be a champion within the American Kennel Club. And without taking you through all that, a champion has achieved a certain number of points across a certain number of different judges, etc.
So Cyrus competed in a lot of different events to get enough points.
He got points.
Cyrus only competed in 3 shows to earn his championship prior to the age of turning a year old. Cyrus, according to Cyrus's co-owner, she will tell you that he is the best thing that she's ever put on the ground. He's a really, really neat dog.
That's great.
He's amazing.
I'm just happy he didn't go up there and have a rough time.
I'm so glad.
Oh, God. Jeez.
What an idiot.
This is the part that you might not want to hear, but I got to tell you, it's the coolest thing.
I think you're
going
to be right.
When you walk into a hotel
Can we
and
pause?
No. I know how these breaks work.
Let her talk.
Okay.
When you walk into a hotel room and there's, I mean, 1,000 different dogs everywhere and you're in New York City and there's the electricity of the city and the excitement of the dog show. I mean, it's like the coolest thing. So you guys were just there. You wrapped it up for the Super Bowl. A week later, all the dogs walk in the door and things. I mean, it is like the coolest thing in the world.
I bet it would be fun.
I need to request the smoking room.
And did he get to stay in the hotel room with you? Like
absolutely.
On the dog bed and stuff?
They stay in the hotel room. They ride the city Metro. Bus to get to the show.
They mark every elevator they ride on.
they don't. But
so before the show, before the presentation, is it much like getting an athlete ready? You shampoo him. You make sure he's stretched out.
Yeah.
You
massage.
Have plenty of rest. So there were no problems with Cyrus and his preparation. He wasn't freaked out.
Some dogs, you have to kind of get them up a little bit. Like you want to make sure that they're elevated and ready for
That's
a show.
For the draw.
Cyrus. You got to bring him down just a little bit. So at 6 a.m. that morning, he was in the ring at 9 a.m. 6 a.m. that morning, they have doggy treadmills set up in the hotel.
I'm not kidding.
Come on. And Cyrus did his 2 miles on the treadmill because his conditioning coach is my husband, Andy Swenson. And Andy runs in the field.
Coach.
And any judge that puts his hands on this dog, the first comment that he will make is how just solid and muscled.
Because they can build up his muscle tone.
Absolutely.
By proper exercise.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a sporting dog. He's got to be able to work in a field. He's got to be a big running dog.
He's a good-looking bird dog.
He's
got a great-looking
two
dog.
Two speeds on and off, and so we had to make sure that we kind of had a compromise between those two speeds for the show ring.
Did he try to eat a napkin while he was up there?
Is he kind of a moron dog?
No. He's like a 6-year-old little boy.
Well, like Westminster Dog Show. Like who told you to bring the dog in the first place? Was it
stop it? They're doing the whole bad radio bit.
Oh, sorry.
We're having fun.
I'm
so proud of you. That's great.
I thought I was going to have Gordon hold my hand the whole time, but
I would have loved to.
You said you refused.
Well, it's because I've always had a crush on you.
Okay.
And
oh, gross.
I'm afraid that that I would take your hand and force a draw.
All right.
We'll end on that one.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, congratulations
Thank
to you.
That's great. We're happy for Cyrus.
He's
Thank
the
you.
Ticket's own Cyrus.
Yes.
And he's sometime you need to bring him in studio.
I'll bring him up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I absolutely will.
Can he hunt, too?
He can hunt. That dog can hunt.
That's great.
Interesting. Now, if I'm Cyrus, I'm petitioning for let's skip the draw part and let me get to the good stuff. Why does he get deprived of?
He should be getting more action in College Station than Johnny Football, and you just got him in a kennel down there doing draws.
Yeah. Why are you doing that?
No.
You don't like the thought of him.
You won't allow him to have natural.
Well, that is what they call it. They call it a natural breeding.
Okay.
Not opposed to it, but it's just a
He's
lot.
Probably taking
why,
that out
why,
on
why
legs
are you
all over the Metroplex.
Yeah. Why are you protective of him on this? Why?
Well, I do have to say this. No Cyrus would not be bred to any dog. There's a lot of backyard breedings that take place.
But yeah,
fine.
We'll do it in the front yard.
Cyrus doesn't care.
In this world,
Cyrus cares?
We don't do any breedings unless there is certain health testing done on a dog for their hips,
again,
for their elbows, for their eyes.
Cyrus doesn't care about that either.
He does.
He just wants to go crazy.
No. He's.
You've never allowed him the joys of a woman?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, man, poor Cyrus.
No.
Look at, she's acting all weird about it, like it's your teenager,
yeah, like,
or something.
These, yeah, and all these dogs are beneath Cyrus. We're telling you, Cyrus doesn't care. He's tired of legs. He wants to
capitalize on his silver medal.
He wants to act like a Dallas Cowboy.
Then he'd have to, I don't know, get a mink coat or something.
We're going to get Cyrus a White House. That's where we're
going. Yeah, we are. We're going to find a special dog for Cyrus.
I'm sorry, Carly. Will you turn us into a mockery?
Allow us to take over Cyrus's social schedule.
Yes, we could put something on his Facebook page, and he's got a Pinterest account, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Listed as single on his Facebook. All right, thank you, Carly.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Carly.
Thank you.
Cyrus.
That's the corner, 9:35 on the ticket coming.